So while public recognition isn't the only motivation for illegal graffiti, it is an important one. And that's why various government businesses and departments like QR, Telstra, Main Roads and Public Works put so much effort into painting over tags and pieces when they appear on their property. It costs Queensland Rail $2 million a year, on top of the $1.5 million that comes out of the Brisbane City Council budget. And Councillor Farmer says evidence shows that painting over graffiti does act as a deterrent.
It's recognised that the more exposure, and you know, we understand that it is considered art by many of those who do it, or putting their mark on society. So we're trying to just not reward that, trying to take away that, you know, positive reward of here we have a public grand showcase or gallery.
It's clearly not entirely effective. For example, while grey paint is regularly painted over heavily tagged train lines, it usually only takes a couple of days before the same tags come back.
This sort of no tolerance and constantly cleaning does work in a way, because a lot of graffiti artists do want to find places that will stay up. When I was a bit younger, I probably would have been, you know, incredibly frustrated by it. But, you know, as you get older, you sort of just come to accept these things. And it's almost humbling in a way, because, you know, nothing in life is permanent. And I think that's an important lesson to learn. And, you know, sometimes as long as you get photos, it doesn't really matter.
But the disappointment of seeing your works disappear is nothing compared to being caught by the cops. As Randall explains, the criminalisation of graffiti often has a big effect on the lives of young artists.
It's caused a range of issues for young people and for those people that practice street art and graffiti. I think all that criminalising it does is place more points where people can engage with the courts and the legal system and end up with charges or imprisonment, and I don't think that's a positive thing. You know, there's data that shows once someone engages with the legal system, then they're more likely to reoffend. And then the other aspect is a lot of young men in particular practice graffiti out of a risk-taking mindset. So the higher the risk, the higher the penalties, that's going to be more attractive to some people to engage in that activity.
And the artist we spoke to agreed.
For example, I had a friend of mine when he was 13, actually, the first piece he ever painted on the train lines, he was caught for. And he's never done any graffiti art since, which is, I think, a pity, because he's kind of a messed up dude at the moment. And I think if he had a creative outlet, things might have gone a little different for him.
With police intervention producing dubious results, many councils around Australia are now trying different techniques to discourage illegal graffiti. Randall was in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago for a conference on the issue.
It was a conference put together by MAV, which is the Municipalities Association of Victoria, and it brings together groups and individuals who have a vested interest in the graffiti issue, and they're trying to set up a permit process for street artists and graffiti artists to be able to access public space and legal walls so that they can paint on them. It won't be critiqued in terms of the art. So basically apply for a permit, then you can place your work on the wall.
In Brisbane, legal graffiti walls were council's chosen way of dealing with graffiti in the 1990s. As Councillor Farmer explains, it was a failed experiment.
Council's position is very clearly not supporting that, and the reasons are that there's little evidence that they can actually reduce graffiti. In fact, the evidence showed that it tended to increase the incidences as people walked to and from those sites. They do it along the way.
Council and Queensland Rail both say they're now looking at proactive ways of dealing with graffiti, beyond just painting over it. QR is trying to get local communities involved in painting murals on train stations. There's about 15 projects already completed around Brisbane, but Ms Foreman, who coordinates the projects, says she hopes to make over all of the roughly 140 stations in the city train grid.
It's about linking with the community, whether it's through schools or local organisations, community groups, businesses, and we'll actually work with them to help create ownership of the place, and that also helps to reduce the graffiti as well.
Meanwhile, Councillor Farmer suggests traffic signal boxes provide one opportunity for the artistically inclined to legally make public artwork.
last night I was very privileged to be able to hand out the awards for the Art Force Awards this year. They're the painting of our traffic signal boxes across the city. It was commented that we didn't have enough entries in the under 18 category. So I put the challenge out there to everyone, if there's some under 18s listening today, to maybe think about a traffic signal box somewhere in your area and come up with a design.
But as the artist we spoke to pointed out, the idea of painting traffic signal boxes only came about because graffiti artists kept spraying tags on them.
Everyone loves seeing the artwork on the power boxes, and they would have never got painted if people weren't tagging. So I think the cities do need more colour, and I'm sort of glad that that these artworks are their way of fighting the tags, because, you know, we need more artwork in public places.
Rosie Ryan, reporting for CCN.